Blackstone presents Reading the Water, Fly Fishing, Fatherhood, and Finding Strength in Nature by Mark Hume. This book is read by Jim Dennison. This book is dedicated to Maggie, Emma, and Claire, who traveled with me, and it is offered in memory of Father Charles Brandt and Van Egan, friends who once walked the streams I walked, searching for the fish I sought. With special thanks to editor Paula Eyre and publisher Rob Sanders, both at Greystone Books, whose faith in me made this possible. Introduction. Trout and salmon use a calibration of light, magnetism, and the scent of water to find their way home. People use memories and dreams. Both get lost sometimes. Looking back on the map of my life, I see the waypoints clearly enough, none more vivid or transformational than the experience of becoming a father. When I first gazed into the faces of my daughters, moments after each was born, I saw pale, liquid blue eyes struggling to focus and find their place in the world. I knew that helping them find their footing, their path through the forest, would be my struggle too. I wasn't sure how to guide them, but felt somehow the knowledge would come naturally, and that it would involve bestowing on them the blessing of water and of fish. My bond with fishing began when, at 7 years old, I went seeking the source of a small mountain stream where I found a trout that seemed to have always been waiting for me. From that point, I never stopped searching in water, not just for hidden fish, but for answers, for emotional renewal and strength. Over the years, I evolved from catching trout with my hands to using a bobber and worm, and from there went on to the slightly more involved method of casting flashing bright lures on a spinning rod. Then, inextricably, I was drawn to the complexity of fly fishing, to its intricacies, rituals, and poetry. As a boy, I did not have anyone to show me how it was done, so I read books, and when I encountered fly fishers on the water, I would stand back, watching from a distance as they threw long, sinuous lines arcing through the air. Once I saw that graceful form of casting, I knew I had to do it too. I felt compelled to understand the mystery. I soon learned that fly fishing is more than just a pastime. It is a place of solace, a way of learning, and of teaching. Done right, fly fishing is a meditation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?